Let's receive our evening offering. And I got another good report. They just handed me this back there a moment ago. We're over the budget. Praise God. All the bills are paid. Amen. So from this offering on, praise God. I mean, man, everything goes directly into outreach. Hallelujah. And that's exciting. Hallelujah. And we get to the close of the meeting. I'll give you a full accounting on it and let you know all the totals and so forth. Open your Bibles with me to the book of 1 John. Chapter 3, please. Jesus! Did y'all hear something? I know it wasn't angels. Not that much. Amen. 1 John chapter 3. Behold. That means look. It means wake up. It means, hey! Behold. In the part of the country I came from, it means look at him. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed. Now you go back and when you listen up, you have to go back then and look up and study words that were translated bestowed. What does it mean to bestow something? And so when I looked up this word, it means to give as a gift. It also means to confer upon. That's big. To confer something. I mean, you know, I could give you something, but it's a different thing when the king confers something on you. Did you know that in the Word of God, an adopted child always, I don't care if you already had a house full of kids and then you adopted a child, you actually confer sonship on that child. That child is always equal to the firstborn. Has all the rights, all the firstborn blessing, all the stuff that happens to the firstborn, that conferred child always gets equal with the very best. That, I'm telling you, it's big when it's conferred on you. And once it's conferred, it can't be removed. Amen. I'll tell you this, to have the king confer something on you. Now, with that in your mind, look at this. No wonder it said what it is. What manner of love the Father has bestowed, given to us as a gift, conferred upon us, and honored us, my, that we should be called by whom? Called by God. God calls things that be not as though they were, and they are. What manner of love God has bestowed, given us as a gift, conferred upon us, and honored us with to call us the sons of God. Whew. That's a dancing song right there. Praise God. My, 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 my. I'll tell you, I don't care how throughout eternity, how long you live, that how long eternity is, you'll never get to the top or the bottom of this. You'll be thinking about this a million years from now. What kind of love has he bestowed upon me? He called me his son. Amen. Therefore, the world knows us not because it knew him not. They don't know us because they don't know God. Now, you can just breeze past that sentence, but tonight we're not going to breeze past that. Tonight is a praise offering. We're over the budget and we're praising about it. Well, the world don't understand us being over the budget. They don't know anything about us. They do not understand us because they know him not. And now, come on now. Behold, look into that. What does that mean? If they know us not and understand us not because they know him not, that means we must be just like him. That's a dancing song. That must be the second verse. Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, they'd know. If I was still just like the world, they'd know and understand me. But something's happened to me, so what must it be? He's called me the Son of God. I must be. That means I'm just like him. Now, why has it been so religiously incorrect for us to say, if you've seen us, you've seen Jesus? That didn't bother Jesus at all. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Amen. Well, I've gotten to the point, don't bother me to say that. Amen. Of course, I have to say it with faith. But every time I say it, it changes me. Amen. Now, the only reason you don't want to say that in public is because you're embarrassed. Well, get over it. Start at home. How? By beholding what manner of love he has bestowed upon us to call us the sons of God. Woo, glory to God. That means that when we were born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the word of God, which lives and abides forever, our spirit man was created in his image. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's working on the outside.
Amen.
But of course, this scripture is not talking about this physical body. But there are testimonies about our physical beings that we give. And tonight, we're talking about our financial status that this meeting has taken us up to. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I can tell you this budget was over $900,000. Multiply that by 100. Now that, do you see what the corporate body of this convention is now worth in heaven's assets? 30-fold ain't all that bad.
Amen.
60-fold ain't all that bad. 10-fold will hold up. Now that I brought that up, look at that, 100-fold on $900,000, a little over $900,000. What the tithe on that's going to be? Now the tithe on the $900,000 would be $90,000. So you multiply that by 100-fold. Look at what heaven has made available to this congregation this week.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, what are we doing? We're beholding what manner of love the Lord has bestowed upon us to deliver us from darkness and put us over in the kingdom of his dear Son, because that's where these things work, and we're entitled to equal benefits with the Master himself. Hallelujah. My. Glory be to God. And you get to thinking like that, you get to where you can't understand still, man. I get to thinking about my tithe. Man, I get excited over that tithe. And the bigger it gets, the wilder I get. Amen?
That's right.
There's one ministry that I enjoy all my tithing. And I go before the Lord of the tithe, and I say, "Sir, I am yours to command, and this is your money. What do you want me to do with it?" And so Gloria and I were praying and before the Lord. And he told us the ministry he wanted us to sow it in. I got excited, praise God, because man, it's good ground. It tickled me. He said, "Wait a minute, I'm not done yet." Well, I went back. I said, "Sir." He said, "Tithe this time in gold." Well, I ain't never done that. Yeah, son, okay. I'll do that. Amen. So, we tithed in gold. Now, say, "Why did the Lord tell you that?" Well, it had been a few weeks before that I read in there where Abraham was very rich in silver and gold, and I held that up before the Lord. I said, "See here, and I'm the seed here." Amen. Well, he heard me. He heard me. And you know what? It worked too. Amen. Now look at the potential that tithe has. Oh, people, I tell you what kind of love has he bestowed upon us that we can actually truly, we ain't just pat dreaming when we think like that. He's brought us up into a place where we should be thinking like that. Amen. Instead of thinking poorly. Well, you know, we ain't never had anything much. Why? You know, you hadn't had anything much. Did you ever figure up how much has come through your hands? Some of you be shocked at how much has already come through your hands and you don't think you ever had anything. Well, one of the reasons why, if you're not a tither, you do not handle what comes through your hands wisely. There's a lot more there than you think there is. Amen. And so it's a whole nother thing when you begin to enjoy your financial life and you begin to enjoy helping other people. And you begin to enjoy doing things that I've had the Lord say, "Now I'm going to put something in your hand. And when I do, I want you to sow it over there to so-and-so." Okay. Yes, sir. I'm yours to command. And then things start happening. Things start taking place. It just makes life so good sometimes. You just wake up just to get to wake up in the middle of the night and then go back to sleep. Amen. Just wake up and shout a little bit.
Yeah, amen. Thanks God.
It happens all the time in my life. Yes, sir. Amen. And I used to be sad and mad 24 hours a day. When I was a little boy, I was sad and mad all the time. My folks didn't know that I never did sleep. I don't know why I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep. I lay awake nearly all night every night. Well, they put me to bed early. And I didn't want them to know I wasn't asleep and get in trouble. So, you know, I laid in there and took the radio apart or looked at the squigglies in the ceiling. That's enough to drive you up the wall. But I'd finally go to sleep 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. My dad come in there and get me up at 6. I'm mad. And it got worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And by the time I was a teenager, I was in such a sleep debt. But and then nobody knew anything about that. I'd fall asleep in the middle of the floor during the day. Still wake up mad. And my daddy said, "I don't understand why that boy's so mad all the time." Well, I grew up being in the habit of being mad. And I was just ugly. And I met Gloria, and then I met Jesus. And between the two of them, they kind of smoothed the wrinkles out of me, brother. They took a lot of slack out of me. And then I got into the Word of God. And all that began to change. And I began to enjoy my life. And I began to sleep. I thought, dear Lord, this is good. I never did this before. But I found the 127th Psalm where it said he gives his beloved sleep. And I said, well, I'm his beloved, and I just received the gift of sleep. Boing. Sleep by faith. Get up by faith. Amen. And sometimes I wake up in the night. I'm just, you know, walking around saying, well, I'm still sound asleep. I just wanted to know that. And I'll hear something from the Lord. What? What'd you say? Come on. Ooh, I think, ain't going to be no more sleep tonight. No, glory to God. And I can't hardly stand. I want to go over there and say, glory, are you awake? are you asleep? Yeah, let me tell you what the Lord just said. And sometimes it's so good, I can't help it. But most time I let her wait until in the morning. You know. What is all that? What am I talking about? Beholding what manner of love he has bestowed upon us. That's the reason the world don't understand how I can get up and laugh. Get up in the middle of the night and then hear something from God. They don't understand that. Them people are crazy. They wake up in a new world every day. Yeah. I've been accused of that. The boy's out of his mind. Yes. Let me alone. I ain't going back to my mind. Do you understand? No, 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 no. I like it out here. Out here where all the fun is. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout with me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I release my faith tonight for everyone in this room, everyone watching on the God Channel, everyone on the internet. I release my faith for revelation tonight of this life. This life that you have bestowed upon us as your children, sons of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Reveal to us tonight our seed. You're beginning to reveal to us our harvest. It's so huge and so massive that we're having to digest it a little bit at a time, but those little bits are bigger than anything we ever knew before. And we praise you for it. Thank you, sir. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And the healing that is in giving. Yes, sir, the Lord talked to me about this afternoon. The healing that is in giving, there's things that happen in our physical bodies when we become cheerful, hilarious givers, excited about sowing into your kingdom, excited because we've been called the sons of God. And we thank you for it. We praise you and bless you. Thank you. And I pray, and I lay this petition before you tonight from your word, that this congregation this week, the entire congregation in the building, on the internet, on Daystar, on God Channel, wherever it has gone and wherever it will go on CDs and DVDs, that we supernaturally reach our heavenly bestowed potential. As sons of God, that we reach that hundredfold level and receive your assets, your influence, your properties. It's time. You had your lands back. It's time you had your cities back. It's time you had your Garden of Eden back. It's been in the wrong hands. And we receive it. We receive it. We receive it. Now help us, Lord, by the Holy Spirit to renew our minds so we can begin to think up to that level. And come up to those levels in the Word and receive the healing and the miracles that we should have already had anyway. Praise God. Thank you for it. 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 Oh, thank you for it. Thank. Give the Lord praise and thank Him for it. We're going up to another level. We're going up. We're going up somewhere. We're going up to another level. The Lord just reminded me of the scriptural illustration of this. A king, even though he's a child, he's still king, heir to the throne. But as he grows older and as he has been being taught who he is and what his responsibilities are and what is expected from him and how to use his authority for the people and how what happens to him. He comes up to a different level. First, he's just a little boy like any other little boy. He didn't care nothing about being king. He wants to go out and play in the mud. But then as he grows and he learns and he's taught, he begins to realize he comes up to a different level. He's 10 years old, then he's 12 years old, and then he's 15, 18 years old, then he's 21 years old, 25 years old. And by the time he's somewhere up around 30, 35 years old, the enormity of what he is called to be begins to sink into him. And now he has full range of the authority that has been conferred upon him. And we have had king sonship conferred upon us. Wow. Glory to God.